This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. A town hall meeting will be held in Ann Arbor tonight to discuss efforts underway in Lansing and Washington to lower the cost of prescription drugs and health care. The event will take place from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Annenberg Auditorium on the University of Michigan campus. It's going to be moderated by U of M's Women and Gender and Public Policy Student Group. This forum was put together by 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell and by our guest today. Yusuf Rabi is a Democrat from Ann Arbor representing the 53rd District in the State House. And thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Good morning, David. Thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would imagine that the issue of health care prescription drug costs would be right near the top concerns expressed to you from your constituency.
Absolutely. It is one of the top concerns. This is on people's mind right now, the cost of health care, the cost of prescription drugs. All of that is going way up, and it's just unacceptable, you know, where we are in America today and in terms of, you know, the people, my constituents, and all across this country that just can't afford health insurance and health care.
So what are some of the stories you hear when you hold your Yusuf and You coffee hours? What are some of the specific concerns and stories that have made you decide you got to do something about it?
Well, you know, honestly, every story is unique. Every story is different. But what it all comes down to is that, you know, in this country, we have not guaranteed that health care and health insurance are human rights. And I really believe that we need to, as a country, step up and make sure that that is reality for people. I mean, I often go back to a personal story of mine. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a family member who is very sick, but he must continue to go to work, basically, in order to make ends meet and to keep his health insurance. That's unacceptable for somebody who is basically bedridden on chemotherapy and cannot really operate. And so it's just not okay that we live in the wealthiest nation in the history of humanity, and yet people are still having to choose between paying their electrical bills, feeding their kids, or getting the health care that they need. And even if people have health insurance, they're oftentimes underinsured, meaning that, you know, their out-of-pocket costs are just so high that they still won't be able to afford the care and the services that they need.
In your estimation, is there any way to change the trajectory of increasing health care and prescription costs without moving to a system closer to the socialized medicine system we see in several other countries?
I think it's going to be very difficult. So long as you have, you know, health insurance CEOs that are pocketing millions of dollars in bonuses, so long as you have, you know, the profit that is being made by these insurance companies, you're going to have overhead costs for private insurance companies that are in the 20% or more range, which that's money that we are paying out of our pockets that should be going towards the cost of our healthcare, but it's going towards the cost of CEO bonuses. It's going towards the cost of, you know, company profits. It's not going towards our healthcare where it should be going. And so that's why I've proposed a plan called MyCare, which is something that I'm going to be discussing tonight, which creates a single-payer universal health care system for the state of Michigan and would reduce those overhead costs substantially. We're estimating up to it would go down to about 2-3% of overall health care spending, which is a substantial savings for taxpayers across Michigan.
So tell me a little bit more about MyCare. What you're talking about, is that a single-payer system that is close to what Bernie Sanders had been talking about in his presidential campaign in 2016 and what he is talking about in this campaign for 2020?
Exactly. So it is somewhat similar to that. Of course, Bernie's plan and some of the other candidates now who are running this year also have begun to roll out their versions of that same plan. Mine isn't tracking directly to any one of those plans. We've created our own unique system. And frankly, one of the major differences is obviously those plans are national. My plan is just for the state of Michigan. But what it would do is it would provide universal coverage for all physical, mental, dental, vision, and prescription drug needs, basically covering all medical costs for Michigan residents. So that's, you know, a really important thing that we need to do because, again, I do believe that healthcare is a human right. We all deserve to be healthy, and it's unacceptable that people have to make these kinds of choices. We will save money for Michigan residents when it comes to out-of-pocket costs. You won't have to pay premiums, no copays, no deductibles. All of that goes away and goes into this single-payer system, essentially. There's no cost at the point of getting your care.
Two questions on that. First of all, there are those who will say that what you are proposing is a direct threat to America's free market and capitalist system. How do you respond to them?
I think that the more people that die from lack of health insurance, the more people that suffer long-term health consequences from that, we cannot continue to go in the system that we have. And this will actually expand free market opportunities for medical providers, in my opinion, who have been shut out of the current system when it comes to our private health care industry. You have doctors that are no longer able to operate their private practices because large health insurance companies have shut them down. And so this system would actually expand opportunities for those small businesses, those entrepreneurs, those doctors who are wanting to start their own practices. This system would actually expand opportunities for that. So if you're making a free market argument, there are already free market problems with the current system that we have.
And I want to talk about things from the doctor's perspective in just a moment, but I will ask this before we get to that point. If we are talking about the kind of coverage that you are discussing, how do we pay for it as a state and as a country?
Yep. So, a big part of this plan is, we have a broken tax system as it stands. We have a system where the poorest among us, people who can afford it the least, are being asked to pay a larger proportion of their income than those at the very top of our income scale. So one of the things that we are proposing is to create basically a graduated payroll tax system that would ensure that actually most Michigan residents, many Michigan residents wouldn't pay much at all for this plan, and some would pay a little bit more, but it's, really a fair tax system, because we don't have that right now in Michigan. We have a very regressive form of taxes when you add up our sales tax, property taxes, income taxes, and that would all be that would all change under this plan. It would also have to go to a vote of the people. One of the things I think is really important is, the democratic aspect of this plan. It does have to go to a vote of the people in order for it to pass. I don't want this to be something that Lansing pushes on the people of the state of Michigan. I want this to be something that that comes from the ground up, and so it does propose, under my proposal, it will go to a vote of the people in order to pass.
We're talking with 53rd District State House Representative Yusuf Rabi on 89.1 WEMU. Representative Rabi will co-host a public forum on lowering the cost of prescription medicine and health care with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell at Annenberg Auditorium in Ann Arbor at 6:30 tonight. That event, by the way, free and open to the public. Yusuf, prescription drug companies are going to tell you the amount of money spent on research and development makes it necessary to charge higher prices. And when a drug is successfully brought to market, the prices charged allow the company to continue working on solutions to other medical and pharmacological issues. Do you fear those efforts could be hindered under the system you propose?
Not at all. I think that, there is room for reasonable R&D costs in drug prices, but the drug prices that we're seeing today are not reflective of just R&D costs. There are many other factors built into those drug prices, such as advertising.
Yeah, why marketing in the world, is big.
Marketing is a big part of that. Why in the world are we paying for drug companies to advertise drugs, which it's not like we really have a choice of what drug we get prescribed to begin with? So that doesn't really make sense that they even have an advertising budget, but so much of their money goes to marketing. That's an important factor to consider, as well as, again, the amount of money that is going to overhead and executive pay and profits. So there is a reasonable place for R&D costs, and I am going to fully acknowledge that. But a lot of the costs that are built in are unreasonable. And can be reduced.
You touched on this just a few moments ago, and I want to return to it a little bit more in specific. Anecdotally speaking, I've had a few doctors tell me that their offices have really become insurance billing stages where doctors happen to work, and that in order to make any money, they have to deal in patient volume. So under your system, you talked about potentially creating greater freedom in how patients and offices are managed. How do we manage health care and drug costs and increase patient care? Is it possible?
Well, one of the things that my plan proposes that I think is really important in terms of what you're talking about is so much of a insurance company's effort goes into denying care and fighting against claims that come in through its door, because that's part of the business model, right? Every claim that they have to pay is a claim that that loses them money, essentially. And so you have doctor's offices and hospitals, the provider end, that have to have their own staff of billing people, and oftentimes their own staff of lawyers and attorneys that are, their sole job is to basically fight against the insurance companies to try to get the claim. We would basically eliminate most of that process and create a system where those doctor's offices and those hospitals could focus their time and attention and resources on hiring more medical professionals to provide direct care instead of billing professionals, instead of lawyers, to have to fight against one another with the insurance company back and forth to get paid. So we would essentially eliminate that part of the system, again, increasing efficiency and increasing access to direct care, and also increasing those that free market aspect of, you know, people being able to choose, you know, their doctors, and for more private practice doctors, small private practice doctors, to be able to survive in an ever-changing environment.
I want to look a little further down the road, and we only have about a minute and a half left here, but we know that doctors coming out of medical school have accumulated student loan debt, sometimes six-figure debt. If a system of health care is in place in which earning potential might be less and the length of time to pay off debt becomes increased, do we risk losing people to other professions? And the same can be said for the already underappreciated and underpaid part of our health care system, the nurses.
Yep, I think that's, you know, something that I've been thinking a lot about. And one of the aspects, it's not built into my MyCare bill right now, but we are thinking of doing it as sort of a companion bill, maybe as part of a bill package, to basically create tuition incentive programs for doctors and nurses, people graduating from the medical profession and medical schools that choose to stay in Michigan under the MyCare system and practice, so that some of their costs of their college would be paid for to help compensate folks that are staying.
Well, let's plan on making that a part of our very next conversation.
Yep, that sounds great.
That is 53rd District State House Representative Yusuf Rabi. He will co-host a public forum with Debbie Dingell tonight on the cost of prescription medicines and health care at Annenberg Auditorium, 6:30 to 8:30. The event is free and open to the public. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.